in the Buddha Dharma and Sangha, until enlightened I seek refuge through giving and other perfections. To aid all may I become Buddha in the Buddha Dharma and Sangha, until enlightened I seek refuge through giving and other perfections. To aid all may I become Buddha in the Buddha Dharma and Sangha, until enlightened I seek refuge through giving and other perfections. To aid all may I become Buddha. Then we'll just read this homage to the wisdom essence of the Heart Sutra. Beyond speech, thought, expression, wisdom gone beyond, unborn, unceasing, with a nature like space, discerning transcendent wisdom sphere of awareness, homage to the mother of the three time Buddhas. And the space above us is the Buddha with the Mother Prajnaparamita in his heart. And again, we feel the blessing pouring in to us. This time, it doesn't have to be specific, just more like the gentle rain falling on your body, filling you with some spacious awareness and that warm feeling of love for all beings. And we use that visualization or that imagination as we settle the body. Again, breathing in the blessings and when we exhale, we just allow ourselves to feel relaxed and safe. And gently growing that space where there's spacious awareness and a sense of loving kindness. You don't really have to worry about it too much. With the intention there and with the in-breath, just allow it to happen. It's the Buddha's blessings to come. So gently take a few minutes, just go through the body, feeling the feet and the pelvis and the belly, breathing in and expanding the body on your own time, making sure to open up the upper chest and the shoulder area, and imagine the body's hollow, and the exhale goes down the arms and legs into the head. Just gently relaxing into that feeling of safety, refuge, loving kindness and awareness. now that the the energy winds have been activated with the breath, and the spine is straight, and jaws relaxed, and mouth's open, and kind of coming home to the body. And the winds that flow through it, we're going to dissolve the refuge visualization, and the Buddha dissolves into the Mother Prajnaparamita. It dissolves into the heart essence at her heart, which is the union of bliss and emptiness. Super powerful, enlightened mind, and subtle, the union of the subtle wind and the subtle body, subtle wind and the subtle mind. And that very powerful drop, which is about the size of a mustard seed, but so bright you could barely look at it, it's so powerful. And that comes to the crown of our heads. Comes down purifying our body and becomes one with the subtle wind and mind in the center of our heart chakra. And if you like, you can visualize it on a white lotus and a white moon. We don't have to focus too tightly on it, just know it's there, feel the presence, and think my mind and the Guru's mind inseparable. Imagine with every in-breath, all your discursive thought and unsettled winds are absorbed into that drop. When you breathe out, we just relax into spacious awareness that's in the nature of love. Loving kindness towards yourself. Then we're going to take a moment to think about our parents of this life. And although it may not have been the easiest of relationships, it's very helpful actually to remember the kindness that they did show us. Knowing that, of course, they loved us, and whatever they did, they thought was for our benefit as best as they could. Just allow ourselves to feel that love of the mother and the father. Allow the infant in you and the 2-year-old and the 3-year-old to revisit that feeling of being cared for and fed and appreciated when we learn to walk and when we learn to eat and feed ourselves, and talk and ride a bicycle. And when we first went off to school, and feeling the appreciation and joy that actually brought our parents. Knowing so many of you are parents now, how difficult it is to be a parent, and how much you love your children. And just know that your parents loved you just as much, or our parents loved us just as much. So kind of blending that feeling of our love for our children with our parents' love for us. Just allow ourselves to feel that closeness, that affection. Feel it warm our insides. Opening the heart. Now it's our turn to repay that love to them. So we can do some of the taking and giving, the Tonglen. And imagine that, you know, as we breathe in, all their unfulfilled wishes, you know. You can breathe in all their unfulfilled wishes into our heart in the form of black smoke or however you want to see it. When it reaches that drop, its oneness with the Guru Mother Prajnaparamita, it's completely banished through the power of her realization of emptiness and bodhicitta that is one with ours at this moment. And when we breathe out, we imagine all their wishes have been fulfilled. At least in their heart, they feel completely fulfilled and satisfied. Remember, keep awareness of the body and the breathing. And gentle with ourselves and open. Don't focus on the object so much that we lose our posture and our awareness and our gentleness towards ourselves. It's just a smaller part of the mind, not the whole mind. Not the whole attention. It's breathing in. And fulfilling, giving our parents that total sense of complete fulfillment and satisfaction. then think about all their needs. All their, if there were any unfulfilled needs, imagine that they're bringing all those in, completely destroying any sense of unmet needs, and give them back the sense in the form of either golden light or white light or rainbow light, whatever works for you. And we don't have to see our parents or anything, just very relaxed, you know, just knowing that that's happening, mostly feeling it. Taking all their needs are fulfilled. Especially all their emotional needs. And then thinking about all their deluded thoughts, deluded emotions, all their samsaric nature. And now we breathe that in, completely destroying it, and sending them out to pure mind of the Buddha. A mind completely free of delusion, obscuration, negative karma. And remember to re-energize that sense of appreciation and love for them. That's the most important thing. Because we've had beginningless lives, we can stretch our imagination to imagine that actually all beings have been our parents. And so all of this, what we've been doing, satisfying their wishes, their needs, purifying their obscurations and negative karma, we can do that with all sentient beings now, just a little bit. So just imagine in a sea of human beings. And so when you exhale, Those light beams go out as far as you can imagine, touching every single sentient being. Now we take a moment to check the sense of self that's been doing this meditation. See if we can find it in our mind or our body. Feels maybe like it's in the middle of the heart, but where is that? How is that appearing? Or just imagine that the whole experience, all the sentient beings, my body, my mind, just completely melts into spacious awareness. Just relax and chant the dedication. By this virtue may I become increase for